Chapter 9, Field Training and Rookies. Let no soul cry out, had I been properly trained. Infantry Training Brigade, Fort Benning, Georgia. Day 1 new kids are commonly greeted as, "Hey, new kid," in the briefing room. Here they come, 30 minutes early to work. New uniforms, crispy shoulder patches, bright leather gun belts, and gear bags full of manuals, pens, and all the new trinkets and gadgets these new kids can spend their money on. "You know why I don't call you by your name yet, new kid? Because you could be dead in 12 hours, and I don't want to be emotionally attached to you." It was common for most veteran officers to greet a rookie officer in this manner. Now that's a great way to start a shift, right? I thought so. Next stop, the Davis Street Hill on the east campus of Western Michigan University, overlooking all of downtown Kalamazoo. "Baker 11 City, show 11 and 11A out of service for training." I took the job as a field training officer in 1993. I considered it the most important position within my agency. An FTO is the sole officer personally responsible for setting the standard and helping to mentor and train the future of our department. "Take off your collar brass." "What?" "Yes, hand over your collar brass. You have to earn that." I started this tradition late in my FTO career, and I wish I'd done it to every new kid I trained. I did this only in Phase 1 of the FTO program. Upon completion of Phase 1, we held a collar brass pinning ceremony at the flagpole as a rite of passage from Phase 1 to Phase 2. Now for my secret conversation never revealed to the public that took place between myself and a new officer I was training. Overlooking the city of Kalamazoo, I would explain to the new kid that over the next 25 years, he or she would give a full commitment to this city and dedicate his or her life and potentially give it to defend the very people down there as we looked down the hill and over the city skyline. I would tell new officers that it was this very city that would pay for their next car, house mortgage, their kids' braces, new clothes, tennis shoes, health care, and college tuition, that they would owe their entire life and future to the city of Kalamazoo, and in the end, it would be this very city that would pay for their livelihood into retirement. So what does this mean to us as public safety officers? It means full, total, and unbridled dedication and commitment to the citizens who are entrusting us with their lives, protection, and service. At all costs, no matter what, we are to always put the citizens before ourselves and serve them at all times. We are the city of Kalamazoo, and never forget that. I would also tell them that it's okay to have friends on the department. We are a family. We are all here for each other and to help each other every day. But don't get too attached to these people. You always have to keep in mind that at any moment, your best friend could be gunned down, hit by a car or train, dragged from a vehicle, beaten to death, or burned up in a fire. Then, guess what? You still have to come to work the next day. You still have to sit through briefing while looking at an empty chair, and you still will be expected to go throw on your vest, strap on your gun belt, get in your car, and go back out there and fight crime and fire, save lives, and take the calls. So don't get too attached. You have to be a brother or a sister and still have the mental strength to accept the reality that death is possible here. Remember that. Training the force. The Field Training Officer Program. In this section, I'm going to explain how the Field Training Officer Program works and how we strived as an agency to improve upon our program. It's my intention that others will read this section and take pieces of the program and help make their own field training program a success within your agency. Of all things important to me, training our new officers was by far the most sacred honor I ever had as a Kalamazoo public safety officer. Economic challenges facing police agencies throughout the country have not deterred one Michigan police agency from continuing to deliver a superior field training officer program. The Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety, like many agencies in the country, has faced difficult financial realities while maintaining essential services and streamlining service delivery. It was a matter of creating a more lean and efficient model of public safety, as Chief Jeff Hadley put it. Kalamazoo Public Safety recognized this challenge and aggressively answered the call by embracing an innovative approach to training. The department sought to perfect the professional by identifying subject matter experts within the organization to deliver top-notch training based on perceived organizational needs. This mindset resulted in more effective, reality-based training that drew from existing internal resources without sacrificing quality. Organizational history and field training officer training. At Kalamazoo Public Safety, the modern-day field training officer training program, Train the Trainer, has evolved since its inception in the 1990s. Prior to that, there was no standard for field training of new hires. The original program normally consisted of a 2-week ride-along that could be described as a familiarization of the patrol process. A new officer would merely ride with an experienced officer from his or her precinct until the new officer felt comfortable enough to work in solo patrol. Often there was no accountability of training or documentation of the behavior or actions of the new hire. Before the new officers arrived for the 2-week tour of duty, they had already attended an advanced police academy and had become a certified Michigan police officer and firefighter. Officers were exposed to the internal operations, policies, and procedures, and updates on specified aspects of criminal law. Rarely did the 2-week tour of duty represent what we now know as field training. KDPS field training officers have embraced the basic FTO model while continually updating training modules and evaluations that focus on the police, firefighting, and emergency medical services disciplines. In Kalamazoo, the field training process has evolved over time and continues to change and be improved upon as new challenges occur. Recently, one of the major issues was the lack of funding to send officers to outside FTO schools for a week-long training course. As a result of the dilemma, the agency looked internally to find qualified instructors as well as subject matter experts who would coordinate and conduct an in-service field training officer course that would satisfy the training needs of the department while simultaneously reducing the cost of attending outside schools. This process, which began in 2005, resulted in a more internal field training officer training model. A basic problem in previous years of training field training officers was that the external training appeared generic and inapplicable to the specific needs of Kalamazoo Public Safety. Routinely, field trainers who had attended such courses expressed concern that the specific needs of KDPS were not met with a cookie-cutter training program. Additionally, materials used in such external training courses were seldom up to date with modern police practices, especially those used by KDPS, which required field training officers to be multidisciplinary. Cost was also an issue, as the 2008 recession added another dimension to the frustration of attending inapplicable external training. Identifying the internal experts to train. As the frustration mounted, KDPS administration targeted the problem by determining who would be the most effective instructor to facilitate the training of FTOs within the agency. Identifying these experts required leaders to know their people when making such decisions. This process occurred largely by instinct, but discussions about teaching abilities, instructor experience, subject knowledge, patrol experience, credibility among peers, and out-of-agency professional experience were needed. Military experience and previous teaching experience led to the identification of subject matter experts. Leadership focused on the special traits and strengths of each officer within the agency and thus determined who would best train FTOs. However, once this process of identification occurred and the trainers were identified, administration delegated full authority to the trainers to develop the training model. KDPS administration identified me as one they felt embodied the role of internal trainer and asked if I would be interested in conducting a training program for new FTOs internally. I was chosen based on my level of experience as a subject matter expert on field training within the department and my out-of-department teaching abilities. I had been one of the original FTOs since 1993, when the department started the field training program. Also, I had worked in patrol my entire career while serving in multiple specialty units within the patrol division, including the department's SWAT team, community policing unit, and honor guard. Having worked all precincts throughout the city of Kalamazoo, my knowledge of the community demographics proved useful in effectively training new FTOs. I also worked at the Kalamazoo Valley Community College Police Academy instructing physical training and subject control, while also serving as an academy drill sergeant, mentoring and coaching academy recruits in the development stage of forming civilians into future police officers. I was also a U.S. Army drill sergeant and combat veteran. My military experience and training blended with the criminal justice discipline through my service as a combat advisor in Afghanistan, where I mentored, trained, and deployed with the Afghan National Army. When identifying internal trainers, agencies should capitalize on the knowledge base of their own employees, rather than depend on outside agency instructors when determining who is qualified as an internal subject matter expert. I was given the timeline for the administration's course implementation and suggested course time period. In an effort to keep overtime costs at a minimum, the administration provided for the training to be conducted in an 8-hour block of instruction. Comparatively, an out-of-agency course was typically 1 week in duration that would include overtime costs to backfill officers attending training, course fees, food, lodging expenses, and fuel costs. Training the Field Training Officer, Nuts and Bolts of the Training Model. In developing the course, a backward planning concept was used to meet the time requirement, starting with the course date and given an 8-hour day to deliver an effective course that would train over 40 new FTOs. With only a month to prepare the new course, a thorough evaluation of the current FTO training process at KDPS was completed. This included concepts from the San Jose, California Police Department model and the Glenn Kaminsky Field Training Concepts model. Both training concepts had previously been taught to KDPS FTOs. Using these two models, a more specific field training program was developed that was tailored to meet the needs of one of the largest public safety agencies in the United States. Course development included a modern video series, teaching methods, and the mini-series Rookies from the Arts and Entertainment Network. The mini-series presented real-life examples of FTOs in action with probationary officers. The show served to be the most effective training tool in demonstrating how an FTO handles the issues of a probationary officer in real-life situations. While developing the Kalamazoo FTO program, research of other field training models from the Department of Justice was evaluated, and it was discovered that there is no set standard for field training at a national level. In fact, agencies are encouraged by the Department of Justice to formulate their own field training programs that would be agency-specific. This allows department trainers to tailor any program to fit their specific department needs. Many agencies had placed their FTO training models online. The core curricula were almost identical, but many appeared out of touch with what KDPS felt was needed to prepare field training officers to train the modern-day rookie officer. As I began to develop our training plan in light of these shortcomings, I began to rely more heavily on my past experiences as a field training officer for 18 years. The current rookie officer is educated, each having unique career expectations and goals, value systems, and work ethics, and are more inquisitive and quick to question the actions of veteran officers. The focus was aimed at the adult learner, with a respect for individual differences, and toward improving communication and rapport building between our field training officers and the probationary officers. The end result was an enhanced training experience for the new officers and an increased sense of department pride, stronger work ethic, and more respect toward the veteran officer. The Kalamazoo Difference. The Kalamazoo Public Safety FTO program blended the best practices from both the San Jose model and Kaminsky field training programs. Both had been in place since 1993 and were modified to meet the unique challenges that faced a public safety organization while also considering what best practices could be used to enhance the training experience to better prepare the probationary officer for patrol duty. The Kalamazoo Field Training Program consists of a series of steps targeting administrative goals for the trainers. Field training officers are tasked with helping trainees attain these goals by using phased training methods. The FTO program is a 3-month process that covers 3 shift changes and 42 workdays. Trainees change FTOs 3 times, switch to 3 different shifts, work both day and night patrol, and change precincts 3 times to gain exposure to the diversity of the population of Kalamazoo and to gain experience from 3 different field training officers. In creating a new model for how the field training officers could be trained more effectively to help the trainees reach these goals, consideration was given to outcome-based training when developing our new plan. This method would create a more outcome-based field training mindset in the department and free up field trainers to try different techniques and methods to assist the trainees in attaining departmental goals. In effect, our field training officers could be more creative and goal-oriented, as opposed to being fixed on any one method. Field trainers would be empowered to develop their own training processes through greater freedom and control, meeting the goals of the agency while adjusting methods to suit the trainees' learning needs and striving to attain the chief's goals and objectives. When constructing the training program that would provide field trainers with the skills needed to enhance this level of freedom and control, the following topics were incorporated into an 8-hour classroom-based training segment. Commander's intent, a message from the chief. Mission of the field training unit. Liability concerns presented by the FTO commander. An overview from The Field Training Concept in Criminal Justice Agencies, written by Glenn F. Kaminsky, published by Jeff Johnston, December 23, 2000. Department-specific training methods and concepts. FTO duties, responsibilities. Scenario-based documentation training, Rookies Miniseries. End of seminar test of knowledge. Course evaluation and critique. The training topics were taught in segments embedded in an 8-hour classroom-based training session. Each segment was no longer than 1 hour and consisted of lecture, PowerPoint, and video segments to provide situational and scenario-based training and discussion. Breaks were given between each segment, followed by a quiz after each break concluded. Class participation and involvement was the key to learning for the group, rather than a coffee cup refill and more lecture by a speaker, which is most common during in-service training seminars. The new FTOs were engaged in the tell, show, do method of instruction throughout the segments. In this manner, I showed them how their training ability was increased and encouraged them to do the same when training their new officers. The reaction from the FTOs attending the course, including the command staff, was that the in-house training was more effective and tailored to the specific needs of the department when compared to an out-of-agency seminar that was more generic in nature. Financial hardships for police departments don't have to mean they sacrifice the force and ultimately their service delivery to the communities they have sworn to protect and serve. By seeking out alternatives to training and coming up with creative cost-saving ideas, any agency can maintain quality training programs, keep morale high among the ranks, and invest in the quality of its employees. Since this program was initiated in 2011, Kalamazoo Public Safety continues to make improvements to the program and has continued to train and mentor new field training officers for the organization through quality in-house training.